Beginning of our parsha, Parshas Vayera, starts with Avraham Avinu sitting Pesach HaOhel at the heat of the day in Elonei Mamre, and he raises his eyes, and of course he sees Shlosha Anoshim Nitzavim Olav. And it says, Vayar, Vayoratz Likrasam, Pesach HaOhel Vayishtachu Arza. So Rashi, the famous Rashi, Kechom Hayom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Chama min Artika, took out the sun, in order that he shouldn't be Toreach Ba'orchim, to make it boiling hot. But then he saw that, just like Toronto, right? And he saw that there was a great Tsar, and Avram was so disappointed. So instead, what he did was, he sent him Malachim. Rashi says, Malachim bidmus anoshim. And apparently, the way Rashi understands it, they appeared to Avram as human beings. Fine. Then Rashi tells us, Vehine shlosha anoshim. What's the significance? Three. And Rashi says that each one had his own shlichus. One was to reveal to Sarah that she would have a child. One was to destroy stone. And one was to heal Avraham Avinu, who is now suffering from the Bris Milah. So the question that we want to raise today is, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to send these three malachim? First, let's take the case of Michael. Michael was the malach who was sent Levaser Esara, that she would give birth to Yitzchak. So the question that we want to ask here is, why does Hashem feel that he needs to send a malach and notify Avraham Avinu in advance? After all, what we're going to have is that the imos in general are going to be akaros, they're going to be barren. We don't find that in the case of Rivka or Rachel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to send a malach in order to notify them that they would give birth. So that it seems that this whole shlichus of sending a malach, in this case Michael, to notify Avraham Avinu, is totally unnecessary. It's totally superfluous. She could have gotten pregnant, like is going to happen with Rivka and Rachel, and give birth. And that's good enough. Then let's take the next shlichus. We have the Malach Raphael who sent Lerapos Es Avram. It would seem, and we'll explain how we know this, that it would have been a lot better and a lot more profound and long-lasting of a refuah if Hashem wouldn't have sent a Malach at all. Why do we say such a thing? There are two types of refuah. There's one refuah in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merape bechvodo v'atzmo directly, and there's another refuah where Hashem sends a shliach to bring about the refuah. And Rabbi Elazar says, this is quoted in many places, that why does it say in the very, there's a very famous pasuk in Yirmiyahu Anavi, Rifa'eni Hashem ve'erafe, or Hoshieni v'yivashea. So Rabbi Elazar asks, what's the double language? Why say Rifa'enu ve'erafe, Hoshieni ve'yivashea? And his answer is that any refuah can fit into one of two categories. It could be HaKadosh Baruch Hu merape bechvodo v'atzmo, or it could be HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a shliach to bring about the refuah. And the difference is as follows: that when a person suffers never from illness, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a shliach, So that is a temporary refuah, and Nebuch, it could come back again. You could have a recurrence of that illness. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't send it biad shliach, but rather he's merape bechvodu ve'atzmo in a direct way, then oson shakadosh baruch merape einon chozros liolam. That refuah is permanent, and there'll never be a recurrence of that illness. That's called a refuah of ve'erafe. It's not just rafeini, but it's also ve'erafe. It means there's nothing left in the body, so to speak, which could bring about the refuah again. And that, as you know, I don't have to tell you, this is the problem with the enemachla, you know, with the disease, that there's always some sort of inherent in the bad cells are there. So therefore, when we speak about Michael and Raphael, we're not clear as to why Hashem had to send them as shluchim. Now, when we get to Gavriel, we can ask it with a kolshken. The purpose and the shlichus of Gavriel is to destroy stone, and he certainly could have gone straight to stone. He didn't have to link up with Michal and Raphael, who came to Avram Avinu. So at least in the cases of Levasar Asara, which is going to be the shlichus of Michal, and in case of Raphael, we understand the shlichus to Avram Avinu. In the case of Gavriel, we really don't understand bichlal why Gavriel had to make this stop on his way to stone, stop off in Avram Avinu's home. Now let's add another question here. This is the Medrash. I've spoken to you about it many, many times. The Medrash in Shmos Rabbah on the Pasuk of Moshe Ol Elokim. Moshe comes up to receive the Torah at Har Sinai, and the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Olisa Lamarom Shavisa Shevi, that Moshe Rabbeinu wins. He's victorious in a confrontation with the Malachim, and the Malachim don't want to give up the Torah. It's up in Shemayim. And the Medrash says, Bikshu Malachi Ashois Lefgoa B'Moshe, Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Klasterin Shal Parim Shal Moshe Domli Avram. Now the Malachim are looking at Avram. Hashem does this miraculous Spielberg thing, and all of a sudden Avram looks like Moshe looks like Avram. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe that you tell the Malachim that the Torah is going to be given in the schus of Avram. Why? Because Iatem Mizbaishim Emenu, aren't you embarrassed in the presence of Avram Avinu? Lo zeu she'aradetem etzlo v'achaltem b'sof beso. After all, you ate in his house, you ate from his table. And therefore the Malachim give up the argument, and Avram, which is really Moshe, wins the day. He's victorious. And the Medrash concludes by saying that Avram is called in Sefer Yoshua Ha'odom HaGadol Ba'Nokim. He's the greatest. He's the giant amongst men, and Moshe wins the day, successfully brings the Torah down from Shemayim to Bnei Yisrael. And how? Because of Avram, because aren't you embarrassed, the Malachim? You ate at his table. And all the Mefarshim try to figure this out. What's going on? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the one who's Mesaviv Kol HaSibos, he sends three Malachim to Avram Avinu. And this is already a preparation for Kabbalah Satorah, because they won't be able to argue against Moshe and to undermine Moshe's claim because they ate at Avram Avinu's table. And that's a very strange kind of idea, that the Malachim should somehow lose their claim to the Torah simply because they ate at Avram Avinu's table. So this gives a whole different spin on the shlichus of these three malachim. They not only sent each one for their own shlichus, but on top of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends them down as if for the purpose of the shlichus. But in truth, what Hashem has is a greater plan here, that by sending the malachim to eat at Avram's table, they will ultimately have to forego on the Torah, their claim on the Torah, for the sake of Avram Avinu. How does that work? Then we want to ask one third question, and that is the juxtaposition here between the parasha of Milah at the end of Lech Lecha and the parasha of the three Malachim here at the beginning of Vayera. And the Medrash seems to emphasize a connection between the two and says that if Avraham Avinu is achieving the goal of clinching the Torah for Klal Yisrael, then first he has to undergo Milah. Milah becomes the prerequisite for Torah. And where do we see such a thing? The Medrash says that this is established in a dialogue between Achilas and his uncle Adrianus Caesar. Adrianus Caesar was responsible for the destruction of Jewry. His nephew, whose name was originally Achilas, comes to his uncle and tells him that he wants to convert. And the Caesar asks him, the uncle asks him, to what religion? He says, I want to become a Jew. He says, you want to become a Jew? That's the Ummah that you want to belong to? Kama Bizisi Osam, Kama Rakti Osam, Liyaruda Sheba Ummah Satomavakesh. You want to become part of the lowest of nations that's hated by everyone. Mara Isa, why do you want to be Mizgaya? So Achilles answers that the reason why he wants to join the Jewish people is because even the child amongst this nation knows how God created the world, what was created on the first day, on the second day. And not only that, he says, that Torah from which the children learn is so great that the entire world is omed ala Torah, which means that what keeps up the world is the Torah. So therefore, Achilles turns to his uncle and he says that even the great wise person in your nation, or the Zaken who's 100 years old, he's not capable of learning Torah. So the Caesar says, I don't get it. Well, what's going on here? Anybody can learn Torah. Why do you have to convert to Judaism? And Achilles answers, because if not for Milah, which is the way a person joins Klal Yisrael, in the case of a male, of course, then it's impossible to learn Torah. The only way you can learn Torah is through Milah, meaning through Gerus. And he quotes the psukim that indicate that the Torah is dedicated exclusively to the people of Israel. Magid Dvarav, God tells his Torah, Liyakov, Chukam Mishpatim Liyisrael, Osachem L'chogoy. And B'nai Yisrael is the only nation on the face of the earth that has the capacity of studying Torah. Hence, Achilas converts and, of course, changes his name, and he is Unculus. And it's fascinating that Targum Unculus, mistakenly, many people make this mistake, and they think it's Torah Shebichsav. It's just a translation of the written Torah. But that's not true. Targum Unculus is Torah Shebaal Peh. It's a commentary on the Torah. It's an interpretation of the Torah. We could bring many, many examples. Maybe we'll mention a few as we go along. So that Unculus Hager, through his Gerus, is Zocher, not only to Torah Shebichsav, but also to Torah Shebaal Peh. And he becomes the first commentary of Torah Shebaal Peh, to transmit Torah Shebaal Peh. And all this is based on a pasuk in Tehillim, which is interpreted by Gemara Gittin Daf Samach. Sod Hashem li'reov ubriso lohodiem. The Sod Hashem li'reov is a reference to Torah Shebalpeh. Briso is an allusion to the Bris Milah. And the Gemara says in Gitlo, Karasa Kadosh Baruch Hu Brisim Yisrael, the Bris, which was initiated by the Bris Milah, was only Bishvil Dvarim Shebalpeh. It's for the Torah Shebalpeh. So it could be that anybody could study Torah Shebichsav, but to really understand Torah Shebichsav, based on Torah Shebalpeh, you have to have a Jewish status, and that is achieved through the Bris Milah. And the Gemara says that this Bris Milah makes it possible to study Torah Shebalpeh, and that's the pasuk in Parshas Ki Tisa Ki Al Pi Hadvarim Ha'ele. Pi is referring to Torah Shebalpeh. Karasi itcha bris v'yes Yisrael. So the bris between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what makes us unique is Torah Shebalpeh. Maybe Torah Shebichsav is common amongst the nations. They can understand it on their level. But the real true understanding of Torah, which is Torah Shebalpeh, is a reflection of the unique relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that bris relationship. And that bris relationship is dependent upon and generated by the Bris Milah. So the Bris Milah is a precondition. And that's what Uchalus tells his uncle, that I can only study Torah properly, meaning Torah Shebalpeh, and he becomes a master only after I undergo Geirus. And that's the Milah. So let's get back to our parasha. Avraham Avinu, at his table, when he receives these three great guests, namely the three malachim, he's already setting he's preparing the framework for Klal Yisrael to receive the Torah. Well, that can only happen if first Avraham Avinu undergoes the Milah. So it makes sense that at the end of Parashas Lech Lech we have the Milah, and now we're ready for setting the stage for Torah. And that's going to be the three malachim visiting Avraham Avinu, who eventually are going to admit that since they ate at his table, he, Avraham, deserves the Torah, and they're willing to give up their hold on the Torah. And the Gemara says in the Nedarim, Gedola Mila, how great is the mitzvah of Mila, Sheshkula keneged kol mitzvos haTorah shenema al pi advarim ha'ela. So it's very interesting. The very same pasuk that indicates the bris of Torah Shebalpeh is now being quoted in Nedarim to establish the significance of Bris Milah. Offhand, it's very unusual. The Gemara Gittin is quoting the same pasuk in Shmos Lamed Daled al pi advarim ha'ela as reference to Torah Shebalpeh. That's going to be Karasi Itcha Bris. The Gemara Nedarim is going to quote the same pasuk to teach us that how great the mitzvah of Milah is, that Shkula Keneged Kol Mitzvah HaTorah. But the truth is, there's no contradiction. This pasuk is connecting both the Bris Milah and Torah Shebalpeh into one entity, one Bris. There cannot be a bris with Klal Yisrael without Milah, and there cannot be a bris on Torah Shebalpeh without Milah, because Milah is the prerequisite for Torah Shebalpeh. So there's a merger, so to speak, a synthesis of these two elements, and they both generate a bris. And the bris is the Bris Milah, and the bris is the Torah Shebalpeh. But you can only have the bris of Torah Shebalpeh if you have the Bris Milah. That's the prerequisite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be koreis with Avram two brisos. First the Bris Milah, that's at the end of Parashas Lech Lecha, and then the Bris of Torah Shebalpeh, which is here at the beginning of Vayera, which is a result of the fact that Avram Avinu feeds these malachim at his table. And we're going to read, you know what, I think I'm going to skip this next quote. You can learn it on your own. It's a very difficult piece from the Sefer Yetzirah. But again, that piece will also prove the connection between these two concepts of Bris, the Bris Milah, and the Bris of Torah Shebalpeh. And it all comes down to the Pasuk Al Pi HaDvarim Ha'ele, Karati Tcha Bris Ves Yisrael, and the Dvarim are the Bris Milah, and the Dvarim are Torah Shebalpeh. Ki al pi advarim, that's Torah Shebalpeh. That's very interesting that the word Milah has the same gematria 85 as Peh, because Milah becomes the prerequisite for Torah Shbal Peh. So if I would give you a mashal, I would say that just like you can't take advanced math unless you take the prerequisite, which is the first introductory course to math, you can't study Torah Shbal Peh unless you take the prerequisite, which is the Bris Milah. So therefore we understand very well that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mesavev, he generates this situation in which the Malachim will come to sit at Avram's table and eat therein, and that's going to be the preparation for Kabbalah HaTorah. And that's dafka after Avram Avinu undergoes the Milah, which he accepts upon himself for himself and for all generations to come. Then, and only then, after the Bris Milah, are Klal Yisrael prepared to be masig, to comprehend the Torah Shebaal Peh. Before the Bris Milah, there's no possibility of Kabbalah HaTorah, and Kabbalah HaTorah would be absolutely meaningless without the Bris Milah. The Bris Milah is the key to this, to entering into this Bris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael for Torah Shebaal Peh. Now, let's try to give another insight into this connection between Bris Milah and comprehending the Torah, that only someone who undergoes a Bris Milah is capable of understanding the Torah, being zoche to asogas haTorah. What's that all about? How does that operate? Let's also try to shed another light, a new light on Iyatem Mizbaishim Emenu. The Malachim are coming to fight with Avram. They want to take the Torah away. Aren't you embarrassed? Lo zeu she'aradetem etzlo. It was he that you went down from heaven and you ate in his bias. And what's that all about? I mean, what kind of business that they give up on their claim to the Torah because they ate it Avram Avinu's table? I mean, it just needs clarification. So we start now our analysis with a fascinating medrash. And this medrash indicates the great love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his Torah. You may remember this medrash. I don't know how many years ago we studied together this medrash. The medrash describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a king who has one daughter, one princess. And other kings come, and they very much are suing for her hand in marriage. And in many cases, the king who wants to marry this princess makes a precondition. And he says she has to come to live in our country. So the king says, I have only one daughter. I cannot separate myself from her. But I can't refuse you, whatever king was chosen as the main candidate, I can't refuse you for taking my daughter as your wife. But do me one favor. What I want you to do is, wherever you go with your wife, with my daughter, then make me a little room where I can stay over so that I can be close to my daughter. And the Medrash uses this as a mashal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, and he says to Klal Yisrael, I'm giving you the Torah. Lifrosh mimenu eini yochel, I can't separate myself from the Torah. I too love the Torah. Lomar lecha al titlenu, for me to say, don't take it, don't receive it. I can't say that either. El b'kol makom shatem holchim, wherever you go, Bayis Echad Asuli, create a house for me, Sha'adr B'tocho, and it's going to have the Luchas HaBris, Shenem Avi Asuli Migdash. Build me a Mishkan, a Migdash, wherever you go. How do we understand that the Melech Basar V'dam says, Biti Shenasati L'cha Yechidisi, Lifrosh Heimeni Enitzor. His daughter, the king's daughter, is leaving her father's house. And of course, his father won't be able to see her. That we understand. And we can appreciate why the Melech is so motivated to want to be with his daughter. It's his only daughter. He needs that close relationship. Set me a room in your kingdom where I could be, or wherever you go along the line, send set aside a room for me. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Nimshah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melo Kol Haaretz Kvodo. God is not limited to any particular place, location on the face of the earth. We say, Les Atar Ponui Minei. There's no area which is without God. God is everywhere. I mean, the children sing it and we know it. So what does it mean when HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to Klal Yisrael and he says, Nasati Lechem Es HaTorah, Lifrol Shem Mimenu Eini Yochol, I can't separate myself from the Torah. Who is going to separate God from the Torah? Nobody can do that. God is everywhere. Why do you need to build a Beis HaMikdash so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mashra Shechina, and that's where he's going to stay, that's where he's going to reside in close proximity to the Torah? So in order to understand this, we're going to learn a Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara says that Torah study is all about Hashras HaShechina. How does a human being achieve Torah? How can he possibly understand God's infinite wisdom? And the Gemara tells us that when 10 Jews get together to study Torah, the Shechina comes, and 5, and so forth, so on. Afilu Echad, Sheyoshev, V'yosek, Batorah, Shechina Imo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Nasati Lochem Es HaTorah, Lifrosh Mimeni Eini Yochol. What does it mean? I'm being Poresh Min HaTorah. No, what it means is, I want you to be a Beis HaMikdash. I want you to be the conduit for Hashras HaShechina, and so that whenever you learn Torah, I will come to be with you. I will be in close proximity. And the Gemara tells us about the mitzvah of Mila, how great is the mitzvah of Mila. Shebizchusa Yisrael Mekablin Pnei Shechina. We begin to see in front of our eyes a direct connection, a linkage between Torah and Bris Mila, because both of them achieve the same purpose. Gedola Mila, because Mila gives us the ability to be Mekabel Pnei Shechina. And Chazal derived this from a pasuk in Iyov, Mi Bisare Echze Eloka, in the Schus of the Mila, in my Basar, I will see God, God will reside with me. And Torah, as we said before, is the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashra His Shechina. And it's very interesting, Chazal comment on Vayera Elov Hashem at the beginning of this week's parasha, Omar Avram, Achrei Shemalti Atzmi, now that I've undergone Mila, Harbe Gerim Bo Lidobek Bezos Habris Umibsori Atzeloka Ilule Shasisi Kein Meheichan Hoya Kadosh Baruch Hu Nigla Olai. God, Vayera Elov Hashem, appears to Avram Avinu because of the Mila. The Mila is a great conduit, a great agent to bring about Hashras HaShechina. Avram Avinu is Mekabel Pnei Shechina after the Mila. And now we go back to our original premise, our principle, that he who fulfills the mitzvah of Mila now could be Zoche in Torah. Because Torah means Hashras HaShechina. But the Shechina is not going to reside on someone who's not Gemalt, meaning he's an Orel. It can only be Mibsari Echsek Eloka. Only after the Mila can he be Zoche to achieve Hashras HaShechina. So the Torah study is based on the prerequisite of Mila, because Mila is the key for Hashras HaShechina. And only when there's a possibility of Hashras HaShechina can man achieve Talmud Torah, because the essence of Torah is that God says, I can't separate myself from the Torah. And when a Jew learns Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there with him, and is Hashras HaShechina. Now here's a cute point over here that is attributed to the Maral Miprag's brother. His name is Rabbeinu Chaim, Achiv Shel Maral. He says that the word Gemara, Gimel Mem Reish Aleph, is an abbreviation, it's an otrikun for Gavriel, that's the Gimel, Michael, that's the Mem, Raphael, that's the Reish of Gemara, and the Aleph of Oriel. And I think I once told this over to Rabboaz, and he was very excited about this. This is a breakthrough in understanding that there are four Malachim. These are the four gigantic Malachi Hashores that are in charge of the Shlichus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they represent Gemara. Why? Because Gavriel, Michal, Raphael, and Uriel are all there together, and somebody who learns Gemara, he has four Malachim that surround him and protect him from all evil. And that is Mimino, Michal, Mismolo, Gavriel, Lefanov, Uriel, Mechorov, Raphael. Again, we're very familiar in our parsha here in Rashi at the beginning of Ayera with three out of four of these Malachim. And that's going to be Michael, Gavriel, and Raphael. Uriel somehow gets lost in the shuffle. We'll get back to that soon. But be that as it may, we begin to understand and appreciate that the study of Torah Malpeh, the study of Gemara, will bring about such a powerful Ashras Hashchina that the four greatest Malachim will surround the person who is dedicated to the study of Torah. And this is going to have repercussions down the line when we talk about Klal Yisrael receiving the Torah at Har Sinai. We're talking about being surrounded by Malachi Ashores, and that's the Ashras Hashchina, and that's the protection that we get from these Malachim. And now we have an insight of the Bnei Yisoschar. We've quoted him in the past, and he says the following, that a person should learn Gemara before davening in the morning. I don't know if everyone is makpid on that. Most of us, before davening, if we have preparation, it means drinking a cup of tea or a coffee. And those who are a little bit more pious before davening, maybe they'll learn a little bit of karbanos, and that's printed in the Siddurim. But now we're saying to learn a daf Gemara. I know in our place we have Gemara right after davening. We have the daf Yomi. But here, the Bnei Yisoschar advocates that before davening in the morning, we should learn Gemara. Why? Because if we learn Gemara at the beginning of the day before Tefillah, then the Tefillah will be elevated all the way till Shamayim by these Malachim. These are the four Malachim that bring the Tefillah all the way up to the Kisei HaKavod. And how do we invoke these Malachim and get them around the table when we want them to be there for Tefillah? We do that through the learning of Gemara. And the Chasam Sofer says, why is it that these Malachim are designated to protect those who are Oskim V'Torah? Hema Roshei Dalet Kitos Malachim Machna Shechina. The Machna Shechina is divided up into four parts, and each part of the Machna Shechina has its own assembly, its own group of Malachim. And who are the heads of each of these four groups? Those are the four Malachim that we mentioned before: Michael, Gavriel, Uriel, and Raphael. Those are the four Malachim that if you take the first letter in their name, you form the word Gemara. So when we learn Gemara, then the Rosh Dalet Kitos HaMalachim will surround us, and anyone who studies Torah will be sanctified and he will be protected by those Malachim. That's the beauty of learning Torah Shebal Peh. So we have a brisa in Avos Rabbi Nosa, Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer, Dalet Kitos Shemalachim Mahalchim U'Misharsim L'Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are four groups of Malachim that serve in front of God. They're very close to God. Machna Rishona, which is on the Yamin, is headed up by Michael. Shnia Al Smol is Gavriel. Machna Shlishis Milafanov is Uriel. Machna Revius, which is Achorav, is Raphael. And the Shechina is in the middle of these four Kitos that are headed up by these four great Malachim, and the Shechina is right there in the middle, V'u Yoshev Al Kisei Ram V'Nisa. And therefore, when we recite Kriyat Shema Shel Alamita, we say, B'Shem Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Mimini Michael, Mismoli Gavriel, Milafonai Uriel, Meachorai Rafael, the Al Roshi Shchinas Kel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashra, the Shchina, on the head of every single Jew, and in so each and every one of us can be Zocher to the Shmira, the protection of these Dalit Malachim that are always in charge of escorting the Shechina on all sides, surrounding the Shechina, a person who's Osek Batorah, if he's studying Gemara, he'll be Zocher to the Shmira of these Malachim, and if he learns Gemara before davening, the B'nai Yisoschar says then these four Malachim will serve to carry his Tfilos on high. And therefore when it says in the Gemara in Brachas that we quoted earlier, Afilu Echad Yosef Yosek B'Torah Shechina Imo, we have to know that the Iker Torah that we're talking about is Torah Shebal Peh. It requires a great deal of Amelus and Yigia. And when a person is learning Torah Shebal Peh, he's learning Gemara, the Shechina is there with him. And therefore if the Shechina is there, wherever the Shechina is, the Shechina is surrounded by the four Kitos of Malachim, by the Gemara, the Gavriel, Michael, Raphael, and Uriel. They are the ones who surround the Lomid HaTorah because the Shechina is there with the Lomid HaTorah and they have to surround the Shechina, and in so doing they will protect the person who learns Gemara to make sure that he should be Matzliach and he succeed in whatever he does and first and foremost in his Tfilos. So after Avraham Avinu fulfills the mitzvah of Milah, and as a result of the mitzvah of Milah, Bimsari Echse Aloka, Hizochet Hashos Hashchina, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Vayera Elav Hashem, and God comes to visit him, and who has to surround God? It's always going to be these four Kitos of Malachim. And all this is a harbinger of the learning of Torah Shebal Peh. Avraham Avinu has Milah, which is a precondition of the bris of Torah Shebal Peh. Avraham Avinu is now being visited by Hashem because now through Milah there'll be Ashras Hashchina. When the Shechina is there, the Shechina is surrounded by four Malachim, and this is all in a sense a precursor of what's going to happen during the entire future of Klal Yisrael. After Matan Torah, they will study Torah, they will study Torah Shebal Peh and Gemara. And Gemara means they'll be surrounded by the four Malachim because the Shechina is there with a person who studies Gemara, and therefore the four Malachim are going to surround the Shechina. They will protect the Lomed HaTorah, he who is Osek B'Torah. And that protection is because the Malachim are surrounding the Shechina who is resting on the head of the Lomed HaTorah. But now we have to come to grips with the following question. How many Malachim come to visit Avraham Avinu? We have Gimel, Mem, Reish. We got Gavriel, Michal, and Raphael. Where's the Aleph of Gemara at the end, which is Uriel? And it's interesting because Uriel plays a major role. I would almost say he's the captain of the team, because we saw the Chazal tell us that Uriel holech lefana. I mean, he's going in the front. Usually you give the highest level of cover to the front person. And yet Uriel is not there. What did he have? He had another call that day. You know, he was on call and he couldn't show up with the other Malachim to surround Avraham Avinu. So the Shmilei Pinchas, Rav Pinchas Friedman, says that he's been looking for an answer to this question in the Sfarim HaKdoshim for years. And finally, he found a sefer that addresses this question, the Imrei Noam. Says the Imrei Noam, Avram Avinu bi'atzmo hishlim es mekomo shel malach Uriel. Because guess what, Rabosai? The gematria of Avram is Uriel. Unbelievable. So Avram Avinu is Uriel. Now, why is Avraham Avinu Uriel? And we're going to see soon that Avraham Avinu goes in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu like Uriel goes in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Arizal, who's quoted in a sefer called Sifsei Kohen al Torah, in our parsha, he says, "Vayisai no vayar v'nei shlosha nashim nitzavim olav hashlosha malachim hem me'arba machnos hashchina michal gavriel and refal v'oriel v'gmatria reish mem ches Avram v'gmatria reish mem ches v'hem and the other malachim nitzavim olav l'tashlum." So basically, it's really Oriel, and that's Avram Avinu, whose gematria is the same as Oriel, Reish Mem Ches. And now the Malachim are Nitzavim Olav, they're standing over Oriel to be Mashlim, the four Malachim that have to surround the Shekhinah. Now, Avram Avinu turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, Al no tavor me'al avdecha. What does it mean? Me'al avdecha. Meaning that God, you are hovering over me, and as long as you stay on top of me, I will be able to function as the Malach Oriel and gather together the rest of the troops, Gavriel, Raphael, Michal, Gavriel, Gavriel and Raphael. And now, he says, Nislavesh bo Malach Oriel, and the Malach Oriel now, in a sense, integrates himself with the body of Avram, they become one. Umimenu bike shalo yazov oso. And he asks God not to leave, but to remain, so that all the malachim will be around him. And now we have, together with Avram, the Aleph of Avram, which is the Aleph of Oriel, which is the Aleph of Gemara, which means the fourth malach that's necessary to complete the set. And now we have to ask, why is Avram chosen to replace Oriel? What's the connection between Avram and Oriel except for the gematria? Why couldn't he bring, let's say, choose to bring Oriel himself? Why does he need Avram to be mislavish, to step into the shoes of Oriel and replace Oriel? He brought the other malachim, Michal, Gavriel, and Raphael. Why didn't he bring Oriel? And secondly, even though it's true that the name Avram is the gematria of Oriel, what's the connection between Avram and Oriel? And in order to understand this, we have to see what the status of Oriel is. What's his unique status amongst these four malachim? The other three malachim, Michal, Gavriel, and Raphael, are all very close to the Shekhinah. Michal is on the right, Gavriel is flanking on the left, Raphael is right behind the Shekhinah. But the Malach Oriel is Holech Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it says, as we saw early in Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, Machne Shlishis Milafonov Oriel. So what's so great about Oriel? Why does he get to be in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's the prime position. He's Holech Lifnei HaShekhinah. And you know, you wonder, Ha'im Roy She'eved Amalavis HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yelech Lefonov. After all, the Malachim are simply servants of Almighty God. Why should the servant go in front of the master? And the answer is, based on the Shach, not the Shach from 500 years ago, but the Shach who was a Talmud of the Arizal, the Sifsei Kohen, is that Avram is Oriel. What does that mean? The Malach Oriel is the Sar HaTorah. He's the one who is appointed to have a supervision, if you will, over the Sodos HaTorah, the secrets of the Torah. Oriel has the same gematria as Raziel. Raziel is Razael, the secrets of the Torah, the deeper meanings of the Torah. Avram Avinu has the Midah of Chesed, and the Midah of Chesed, which is always on the right side, is the Midah of Torah. And as we said before, Avram Avinu is going to guarantee when Moshe's countenance is converted to that of Avram to clinch the Torah. Miyamino esh das lamo. At the end of Chumash, the Torah das lamo is considered Yamino, which is a reference to Avram, Avram is always the Yamin, and he is Chesed. Iu Raziel, Iu Oriel. So Oriel is Raziel, they're both the same Malach, that's synonymous. Dechi Solik Lechushban Raziel, the Iu Solik Lechushban, Remeresh Memches, Pikudim. These are the 248 mitzvahs of the Torah, and that's the name Oriel, and that's the name Avram. And the Malach of Chesed, which is the Yamin, which is Torah, Mimino Eish Dos Lomo, he is Memuna on the secrets of the Torah, on what we call Torah Shebal Peh, the deeper meaning of the Torah, and he will reveal the deeper meaning of the Torah. Now you begin to understand why it's the Malach Oriel that's Holech Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why does he get this special Yichus that he goes in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the answer is because he's the Sar of Sodos HaTorah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu respects the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu respects those who study Torah. And he's going to give the greatest respect to Oriel, who's the Malach of the Torah, and he's going to appoint Oriel to go in front of him, the greatest kavod. The other malachim are litzdadim omeachorav, but Oriel is lefanov. And now we go back to Avram Avinu. Hashem chooses Avram Avinu to fulfill the role and substitute for Oriel. And why is that? Because Avram Avinu has undergone the mitzvah of Mila. And as a result of Mila, we said there's Hashoras Hashchina. And as a result, there's going to be Torah. Because Torah requires any Poresh Mimenu Hashoras Hashchina. Sod Hashem Li'areov Ubriso Lodim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it that Avram Avinu should play or replace the Malach Oriel, because at this moment in time, Avram Avinu becomes the Sar HaTorah. He becomes integrated with Oriel, who's the Sar HaTorah. He is now clinching the Torah. How? Because it'll be Hashoras Hashchina. And why is it Hashoras Hashchina for Avram? Because he underwent Mila. And the Malachim will ultimately confess that they don't deserve the Torah, but rather Avram and his children, his descendants, deserve the Torah because they represent Hashoras Hashchina, they underwent Mila, and therefore that bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael is going to reach its apex through the Torah Shebaal Peh. And Avram Avinu is now playing the role of clinching Torah Shebaal Peh. Avram Avinu at this moment in time, when he's sitting there surrounded by the Malachim, he is the Sar HaTorah. He is clinching the Torah on behalf of his generations. And when it says, Vayira Lav Hashem, God Shechita pierced him, Beilo Neimam Revu Yoshev HaOel, Pesach HaOl Kechom HaYom, Rashi says, Yoshav Ksiv, the Vav of Yoshev is omitted. Bikesh Lamod, Avram Avinu wanted to stand up. Amalah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when God appeared to visit Avram, God says to Avram, Shev Ani Amod, you remain sitting and I will stand. Siman Lebanecha Shasidim, Asid Ani Lisyatze Vadasta Yonamed Yoshvim Elkim Nitzah Vadaskel. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving Avram Avinu a kind of a smicha. He's giving him a role as a judge to teach the laws of the Torah, to transmit the Torah Shebaal Peh to such an extent that Avram Avinu is going to remain seated and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel is going to stand over him, just like later on when there's an Adas Dayanim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elkim Nitzav Adas Kel, God will stand over the Dayanim because the Dayanim are teaching Torah. Vayomer, Avram turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ado, and then Non, Imnom Atzasichei Veinecha Alna Tavar Me'alav Decha. Avram asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu to please wait for a while. Don't go away, I have to take care of the Archim. But I'll be right back. Now, how did Avram know what was the precedent for Avram to have the chutzpah to tell HaKadosh Baruch to wait for him. But the answer is that Avram realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought him three malachim. And at that moment, all of the emes opened up in front of his eyes. Avram perceived three malachim. And he understood that these three malachim were three out of four of the machnos hashchina, and the one who was absent was Uriel. And Avram Avinu understood that he himself, Avram, was chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to replace Uriel. And he understood that now Avram Avinu was taking over the place of Uriel, and that function of Torah, being the Sara Torah. And as a result of Kavanat Torah, Avram Avinu asks Rishus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should wait for him because of God's tremendous Kavod HaTorah, God's love for the Torah. And therefore, Bikesh Avram Rishus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yamtin Lo, that he'll wait in honor and deference to the Torah. And now we begin to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu visits Avram after the mitzvah of Milah. After Avram Avinu Zochet Hashvas Hashchina, God brings with him the Malachim that always are Malavahim, Michal, Gavriel, Raphael. And where is Uriel? Avram Avinu is going to fulfill, is going to substitute for Uriel, because now through the mitzvah of Milah, Avram is being Zochet to be Makabel and to understand the Torah, meaning Torah Shebaal Peh, because Milah is the prerequisite for Shechina, which is the prerequisite for Torah, and the Bris Milah is the Bris of Torah, meaning Torah Shebaal Peh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram that he should continue with the Malachim, meaning Gavriel, Michal, and Raphael, play the role of Uriel, and this was an allusion to Avram Avinu that down the line, a member of Klal Yisrael, any member of Klal Yisrael, any descendant of Avram, could study Gemara and be by studying Gemara, he'll have Gavriel, Michal, Raphael, and Uriel surrounding him to protect him. And it's unbelievable that Avram Avinu is the only person about which the Torah describes as his Halech Lefanai. The Pasuk in Bereishis, Pasuk Yudzayin, in Perek Yudzayin says, Ani Hine Brisi Toch. At the end of the parasha of Bris Milah, God says, we enter into a bris. Hayisa lav hamon goyim, lo yikara od shimcha Avram, voyashmecha Avraham. And all this is because Avram is his halech lefanai, veyei tomim, at the beginning of that same chapter. His halech lefanai. Who's his halech lefanai? Who goes in front of the Almighty God? It's Uriel Raziel, the Sara Torah. And you, Avram Avinu, in the aftermath of the Milah, you were Zochet to Torah. And now, Avram, you can play the role of Uriel. You have the same gematria, the same as Raziel, to reveal the secrets of the Torah. That's Torah Shebaal Peh. And all this is because of the Schus of Milah, that you entered into this Bris of Hashvas Hashchina, and now you will be surrounded by these Malachim, and you will be in the Sara Torah's shoes, you will replace the Uriel, and you will be the one who will bring about the Bris, ultimately, of Torah. And the Malachi Asharis are going to have to admit that they came to surround you because you were Uriel, you were the Sara Torah, you were his Salif Lefanai. And therefore, the Malachim will admit defeat, they will concede defeat, that they don't deserve the Torah, but rather the Malach of Uriel, the Sara Torah, he deserves the Torah, Avram deserves the Torah, he's Lefanai, he is in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is the greatest of all the Malachim, the Sara Torah, and he now has rights to the Torah because the Shekhinah is completely surrounding him, and not only that, he's in front of the Shekhinah. And even though by Noach it says, Es Elokim his Halech Noach, Chazal say Fakeret, it's just the opposite. In Avram Avinu's case, it says that his Halech Lefanai, God goes and sends Avram Lefanai. Masha'en came in the case of Noach, the Pasuk says just the opposite, Es Elokim is Halich Noch. Noch is following the footsteps of the Shekhinah, because Noach Vayitzorech, Chazal say, Sad L'Tomcha V'Leitzal Avram, Hu Mischazek, Hu Mahalech, Me'elov, because he represents the embodiment of the Sarat Torah, Halech Lefonai. He goes in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all this was clinched in the parasha of Milah, because he zoche through the Milah to Shekhinah, and through Shekhinah to Torah, to become the Malach Uriel, the Sarah Shel Torah V'Shalich Lefonai, who goes in front of the Shekhinah. And now we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns the Malachim, and they want to take away the Torah, and he says, Iyatem Isbaishim Eimenu, aren't you embarrassed him? Klum Yoradetem Etzel V'Chaltem B'Tok Suda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you were only three Malachim. Where was the fourth Malach? Three Malachim show up without Uriel? They come together as a group in order to visit Avram? Look around. Where is Uriel? Not to be found. Oh yes, he is to be found. Because at that moment Avram reached the highest Madrega. A Madrega that supersedes the other three Malachim, the Madrega of Uriel, the Madrega of the Sarat Torah. He now is the substitute for the Malach of Uriel, the Sarat Torah. He goes in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all this happens because HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself, Ayero, I love Hashem, in the Zchus of the Milah. Avraham Avinu is now Zochet to Shechina, he's Zochet to Kabbalah Satorah, he's Zochet to be Uriel, the Sarat Torah, Lo Ulazaro Achrov. And therefore they have no Zchus, the other Malachim, to be makatreg and to claim that the Torah is theirs. The Torah belongs to us. Ye ratzon be his will that we should be zoche to follow in the footsteps of Avram, to be the Amud HaChesed, to be the Yamin, Yamino Eish Das Lomo, to be his Halif Lefanai, that even when we learn on our own, individually, the Shekhinah is there with us. And if the Shekhinah is there with us, who surrounds the Shekhinah? The four greatest Malachim who are there to protect us. May they continue, as we continue to dedicate ourselves to the study of Torah, specifically the Torah Shebaal Peh, clinching that great bris, that wonderful, glorious bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael, to bring about the day when the Malachi Ashares, especially Uriel, will surround us and surround the Shekhinah that's with us, protect us against all that falls to the left and to the right, and it's falling very heavy now, and will be Zocha Mirtz Hashem to God Shmira, and to be Zocha to the Gula Shlema, B'mheirav Yameinu, Amen.